From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
That's a bit ugly, isn't it?
Yeah, global dairy trade auction results this morning. And now there's just a little bit of a cloud hanging over the good news story that had been sort of following the dairy sector. Mike, there was a bit of concern heading into last night's auction because pricing signals heading into it, they weren't painting a very good picture. I mean, the futures price action had been soft. That's not always a good read on potential auction outcomes, but you had the sort of corroboration. We've had two pulse auctions since the last global dairy trade auction. Price action in both of those had been weak as well. So that all sort of signaled, those signals really were reflected in the global dairy trade outcome overnight. So the price index, 4.9% fall. So quite a chunky fall. Of the last eight auctions, you've only had three positive outcomes, and one of those was a 0.1% rise. That was barely a positive one. So, yep, a little bit of concern. At that index level, Mike, it's now down 12% from the peak of the index back in March. My take on this is there's clearly a supply-demand shift happening at the moment. Look, it does appear to be something of a seasonal effect here. I've looked back over previous years. Not unusual at this time of year because supply is changing around the world. It's not unusual to see a little bit of weakness. So I think we have to let those seasonal fluctuations play out. But when you look at the, you know, skim milk powder fell 7%. Now, it was a key contributor to the overall strength of price index. It really was the rock star, been on a real sort of solid shift up since October last year. So probably given up about, I don't know, about 40% of that climb, and you've had three negative outcomes in a row in skim milk powder. So it's a little bit of a trend there. Whole milk powder down 4.4%, also three negative outcomes in a row. So we're back to levels on whole milk powder that we last saw in January. So it's given up quite a bit. Look, Mike, in summary, I think we could see a review of the forecast farm gate milk price. We're just not sure how material that will be, but sort of brace yourself for maybe a little bit of bad news there, but I don't think it'll be material.
Okay, you in the whole camp still?
Yeah, I am actually, Mike, on the monthly positive review today. Look, we've seen these dissenting views come out over the last few weeks. So, yes, I think I'm still sitting in the whole camp. But, look, I do think there's logic behind both arguments. Simply put, if you've got the view that the OCR is at a level that's too stimulatory and it has to go up, I can see the logic of getting on with it. But I also think the timing is important. And what's key here is that oil price has fallen quite quickly. And very importantly, from the RB's point of view, it's very likely that our inflationary expectations should ease as well. So if you want a clearer picture of what's going on, give it another 6 weeks. It's also, I think, might relevant to consider what reaction or impact would be if they did move 25 basis points. The market's already pricing at a 70% chance of that happening anyway. So would moving the rate today make much difference because it's already priced in? I don't think it would move retail rates much. I guess I ask a philosophical question, and I think I know what camp you're sitting on this, but should it really matter? I mean, should a quarter of a percent move in the OCR? If it's already priced in, should it really matter, or should we just get on with it? Are we a little bit too fixated in this stuff, and should we just get on with our lives and get going?
Yeah, I think we're a bit fragile to handle that at the moment. Mind you, I found some life. Westpac found some life. We're spending money. Someone spent some money somewhere.
Yeah, we are. Yesterday we talked about the themes and the picture painted by ANZ spending data. We got the Westpac numbers yesterday painting a similar theme. They were a bit stronger, actually. 0.4% per person spending. That was the first increase they've seen in 3 months. We've got a little bit of extra money in people's pockets from the lower fuel prices. That seems to have fed into a lift in spending on entertainment. It's up 0.7%. Little pop in spending on clothes and apparel spending, Mike, has been weak. Point of interest here, travel-related spending. That's had a boost as well. It was up 6% in June, so we all said, let's get on with that and go out and travel. The broader trend is still pretty flat. That echoes the broader theme from the ANZ data. The authors do talk about the ongoing cost of living crisis constraining spending levels. Annual spending growth on a regional basis, confirming the well-told tale of rural strength, top of the pile in terms of spending growth, Otago, Southland, sure, and Canterbury. Absolutely no surprises there, is there?
Sky, I assume the market likes Sky keeping the NRL.
Well, share price has been lifting since sort of the beginning of the month, so it's kind of anticipated there, but good on them. Well done. They got the NRL, so well done to Sophie Maloney. $3.20 was the share price. It's gone to $3.40, so at the moment, the market approves, Mike.
Sophie's with us after 7:30. What are the numbers?
Okay, so the market's down a little bit. I hate to say it, Mike, but the oil price, we'll get to it in a minute, but the oil price, there's something to look at there. So the Dow Jones is currently sitting at 52,920, down 135 points, a quarter percent fall on the S&P 500 as well, 7518, and a 0.65% fall on the NASDAQ, 170 points, 25951 the close there. FTSE 100 up 14 points, 10,665. The Nikkei volatile as heck, down 1,480 points, over 2%, 68256. Shanghai Composite down 1.25%, 51 points, 3,990. The Aussies gained, they lost 27 points yesterday, 0.31, 8,803. And the NZX 50 barely moved, 13,762. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5690, 0.8196 against the Aussie, 0.4979 euro, 0.4255 pounds, 92.1 in Japanese yen. Gold, 4,143, and Brent crude, a Qatari vessel has been hit by a projectile. Right. I have said, Mike, I said the oil price was priced for perfection. It wasn't going to be as simple as that. So we got a bit of volatility there. It's gone up, $74.16.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.